ABC Radio Australia.
Well, the Director of Customs in French Polynesia says operational realism is why a ship found carrying 5 tonnes of cocaine was released, along with its crew, after the drugs were destroyed at sea. French armed forces dumped the haul into the ocean after intercepting the MV Raider in international waters near French Polynesia 2 weeks ago. Afterwards, the ship and its crew of 11 Ecuadorian and Honduran nationals were allowed to continue sailing. French Polynesia's custom director, Sergei Pusetti, says the crew are minor players in the illicit drug trade, and bringing them and the drugs back to shore takes up too much time and resources. He says destroying the cocaine is the harshest blow local authorities can deal to the transnational drug cartels.
We cannot say that the traffic has suddenly exploded, but rather that we have made significant progress, I think. In French Polynesia is a natural transit point on the route between America production centers and the Oceans market. And if the seizures are breaking record, it is thanks to the action plan of the French services and I think to the mobilization of our maritime and customs resources that in Polynesia we have implemented a very, very proactive plan to combat narcotics. And these seizures are also the result of the cooperation with the other services in the region, notably Australian Customs and Australian Police. And I believe that international cooperation is certainly the most effective weapon to combating trafficking.
In one of the seizures, authorities dumped the cocaine at sea before releasing the vessel and crew, and that's due to legal and detention capacity constraints. Whose responsibility is it to arrest these individuals now?
Yeah, this is a very good question, because the cocaine, it's true, was destroyed at sea, which is a procedure commonly used in other parts of the world because of the importance of the traffic. It is a decision based on operational realism, because in the wilderness of the Pacific, bringing tons of drugs back to land for incineration requires colossal resources at the expense of surveillance. And by destroying the drugs immediately, we deliver the harshest blow to the cartels, a direct financial loss. And our priority is to neutralize the drugs to financially strangle criminal organization. And for your question, as for the sailors, they are mainly employed. We are not at the high level in the organizations.
How confident are you that the crew will be held accountable for their actions?
Let me tell you, I think there's no one escape justice in the long run. They are free, but the identities of the crew members are passed on. The electronic data saved on ships and analyzed with our partners in Australia or New Zealand or United States, then this seller may be free to move, but they are now monitoring at the international level.
What do the customs service in French Polynesia need in order to stay ahead of cartels who seem to be adapting rapidly to enforcement?
It's difficult because to stay ahead of the cartel that quickly adapt to control measures, it is necessary for us to constantly renew working methods and in particular to develop cooperation. This is why we are working more and more efficiently and closely with services from the other Pacific states, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, United States, Japan, Fiji, etc. And this is also why we are equipping ourselves with significant resources like ships, planes and scanners to be able to develop this fight against this criminal traffics. But beyond that, what is most important in sharing information with all the services. And I believe that on this matter, we have made amazing progress over the past 2 years with the Australian, New Zealand, American, and also Canadian services. So what we can increase is seizures. Then we trust between the French customs and the Australian customs are never been higher. I should also be said that we are in a positive dynamic that shows that the French customs in Polynesia is effective and motivated. And I believe that is something very important for the other services on the Pacific States. We work in close cooperation on full trust with the French customs.
And that there is Serge Buscetti, the customs director in French Polynesia.